Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
How many times over the years have you heard that show opening phrase? Well, not much longer. In Providence this weekend, New Englanders are saying goodbye forever to the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. The 146-year-old institution's end is hitting home with current and former Ringling employees. That includes a local composer who started his lifelong circus arts career as a Ringling clown. WBUR's Andrea Shea spoke with Peter Bufano at his Alston studio about his mixed feelings.
To me, Ringling going out of business is like my hometown shutting down. It's like somebody bulldozing your old high school. That's what it feels like because that's where I came of age.
These days, 48-year-old Peter Bufano composes music for other circuses, but his career in the big top business started 30 years ago with Ringling. It's been sad for him to watch it change.
This is a song I wrote a year ago when they retired the Elephants. It's called The Last Long Mount. I started going to see Ringling when I was a little kid. I would sit in the seats and look at the show and be like, that's a place for me.
When Bufano was just 17, he auditioned for Clown College, got in, and for the first time in his life, he boarded a plane all by himself.
Clown College was a school run by Ringling, not a college at all, really. It was more like a boot camp. Every year they accepted about 50 people. There was no tuition, and it was the talent pool from which new clowns were hired.
Ringling hired Bufano in 1986.
It was the first circus I worked for. That's the point in my life where I didn't live in my parents' house anymore. I was out on my own.
Bufano's clown costume is still in the basement, but his footwear from that time is on his baby grand.
These are my clown shoes. I got these in 1986. They were made for me. Everybody gets their own custom kind of shoe. They're not that hard to walk in, actually. My toe comes up to almost the front of it, actually. It just looks really big.
These shoes have thousands of performances on them, Bufano says. He toured the country with Ringling, first as a clown, then as a musician in the show's live band, traveling from city to city on the circus train.
This is a unique thing that I share with a small group of people. It makes me feel good when I know somebody's around who understands life in the circus. There's a kinship.
But Bufano says the Ringling show has changed a lot in his lifetime.
And the show that it was stopped existing a long time ago. The production that they're closing isn't the show that won my heart when I was a little kid. They have struggled a lot creatively to make something that's relevant now.
For Bufano, the current show is more like Disney on Ice, which Ringling's parent company, Feld Entertainment, also owns. And he says there are now only 6 clowns, down from 26 in his day.
I'm not going to go to the last show because I don't want to go to a funeral. It's sort of like the big points on my resume died this year. Like in the last 12 months, Ringling Brothers announced a shutdown and Big Apple Circus went bankrupt.
With those closures go hundreds of jobs for the next generation of circus performers. Even so, Bufano says as a whole, the circus arts are thriving. The Big Apple Circus is relaunching and other shows are hiring. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.